And now I want to talk about a junior high school student in the second year, Asahi-kun. He has been in the hospital. And he has a disease of the heart and has received many operations. He has a hole in his intestine. And one time they had to do a great operation where they opened up his stomach. He has experienced so much pain. And there have been times, so many times, when he couldn't meet his family. I can't imagine it. He was a graduate of our Mana school, kindergarten, and of our elementary school, Morinogakuen. And though he is in the hospital now, we are all always praying for the day when he can come home. Recently, they have been able to remove his intravenous feeding tubes, and he was able to eat for himself, and he's become very cheerful and active. I hope that you will all think of us in Karashidane and of our work. But what do we do here in Karashidane? As I mentioned at the beginning, we try to communicate the love of Christ to each of our users and help them to feel that they are living lives of meaning. In August, we have observed the anniversaries of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and of the end of the war. And many themes have been picked up for world peace. I wonder how you all have felt about this. To me, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Okinawa, I've been there. I've seen the scenes, and I have heard the testimony of the people who live there. And I try not to forget it. But as time passes, I am sad because those impressions are starting to fade. We are people who easily forget things that should not be forgotten. To go to the place itself, to meet its people, to feel its sun on our skin, these are so important. And now, in this day, we have this COVID virus that is so easy to transmit from person to person, and we can no longer even experience closeness to other people. So how are we going to receive the feeling of being near to other people? Will we simply lose our feeling for others. The disabilities that our users face, somehow we don't feel that they are handicaps. In fact, they give us so much. Because they are people who, upon whom God has passed, has poured out His love, we never forget. Remember the words from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. For those who believe in Him, they will not be destroyed, but they will have eternal life. We who have believed in Jesus Christ, who have received this incredible grace and blessing, we are living in a pleasant world for us. We forget these things. But these blessings are not automatic to be taken lightly. And I want us to become people who never forget what a great blessing this grace of God is. When I was preparing this message, I thought of this song that we will be singing later. There is a hymn book called O Friend, and the song is Never Forget. So now I'd like to pray. Jesus, You are eternal, and yet as a sacrifice for our sin, You were crucified. We shall not forget, and in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.